Last year, we reported on research that's being done at the University of Wyoming regarding coyote contraception. The idea is to use birth control to reduce coyote numbers and, in particular, to keep coyotes from killing livestock. The project now has some preliminary results, and Margie McGregor, who's leading the study, joins us now to talk about what they've found and what's next.
We have been using a drug called desirelin to see if we can induce a long-term suppression or a permanent suppression of the reproductive axis in the coyotes.
So in other words, birth control for the boys.
That's right, birth control for the boys.
And so what you've been trying to figure out so far is, does this work? Does this actually make them sterile?
Yes. And our research is focused on two main questions. One, the efficacy. You're right. Does this work? Does it make them sterile? Does it work short-term or long-term? And the other thing that we've been focused on is trying to make sure that there are no ill effects as a result of using this long-term drug. We don't want to decrease the fitness of the individual, just manage the reproduction.
I wanted to just step back for a moment and talk a little bit about why put coyotes on birth control. Traditionally, the means of dealing with coyotes has been culling or killing large numbers of them, lethal control. Why would we want to put them on birth control instead? Why would that help?
Well, I think that the question in the long term is, does just killing coyotes manage coyotes in the long term? And we have more coyotes than ever. We know that coyotes, in response to lethal control, undergo compensatory mechanisms for this. Females have larger litter sizes. Females start reproducing at a much younger age to make up for this ongoing hunting pressure. We also know that when coyotes have puppies, when they have their offspring, they tend to predate more on things like lamb. And this is research that's been done for quite some time, moving toward this suggestion that reproductive control is what we need, because we need to manage reproduction, and reproduction is the problem.
So in other words, if the coyotes are not having babies, if they don't have babies to take care of, they'll prey on other things and not people's livestock.
Yes, and there has been some good research that has shown that this is reduced when you compare coyotes in a sterile territory versus a non-sterile territory.
So you've had a number of test coyotes that you've been testing this on, and what have you found so far?
We have two different groups of coyotes that have been given two different formulations of the drug. And the first group, we had some coyotes that we were able to suppress reproduction, suppress sperm production, to clarify as well, for under 1 year. A second group we have, we've been able to suppress reproduction for 28 months plus. So we're going into the third breeding season. At this time, I don't know if they'll return to reproduction, but 2 years and counting.
So basically, that's good. That means this is working.
It is good. It's working thus far. So we're excited about that. We're also excited that we haven't had any side effects as a result of this long-term drug or long-term reproductive suppression. So yes, that is exciting.
So why might this have worked better in one group of coyotes than in the other? I mean, this is just, it's the same drug they're getting, but just sort of a different form of it.
It is. And the difference I should also tell you is one group was a pre-puberty group. The second group was post-puberty. So it's possible that it has to do with the process of this animal going through puberty and where they're at. And the drug, something's going on there. We're not exactly sure.
Until now, one of the things that you've not been focusing on is behavior. You know, does this drug affect the behavior of the coyotes? Sounds like that's what you're moving on to next. Can you talk about that a little bit?
It is. We are definitely interested in the question of behavior. It's always been a question. But first, our goal has been, does the drug work? And the second goal has been to monitor these health effects. I think we're at the point now where it's time to start looking at behavior, because that could affect whether or not we continue down this route of drug development. One of the first things that we're going to start looking at is effects to mating integrity. So coyotes do mate for life. They do have a strong pair bond. If we alter testosterone in the male, is that going to dissolve the pair bond? The male is no longer going to be interested in that female during the breeding season, and the male, another male on the outside of the territory, might move on in, chase that male off.
Or the female might not be interested in the male anymore.
Absolutely. And exactly. The female might not be interested in the male. And they both actively defend the territory year-round. So we just don't want to have any changes to any of that. We want them to still be mating even without testosterone. I just want to clear. I mean, that does happen in domestic dogs that have been castrated 3 years post-castration. They still mate. So we're not sure.
So in order for this drug to be useful, the pair still has to stay together. The pair still has to be mating and do everything that they normally do. And they have to still stick around the same territory that they would normally stick around in. Otherwise, other coyotes would just move in and take their place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the idea is not to disrupt any effects to sociality, mating behavior, anything.
So I wanted to look at maybe a little bit of the social aspect of this here. From my point of view, when I've talked to a lot of ranchers, they tend to be skeptical of means of coyote control other than killing the coyotes. They're like, well, shooting them works, you know, maybe not permanently. Maybe, yes, you do have more coyotes moving in later on, but at least for a couple months we get rid of the coyotes. We don't have to worry about them. So assuming that you do find out that it's okay behaviorally for the coyotes and you go to the next step of trying to use this, is this going to be hard to get ranchers to sign on to say, okay, we're going to try this rather than just taking them out?
Oh, definitely. I think it's definitely going to be hard. It's hard for people to understand that contraception might provide a solution. And I think that it will be difficult. But one of the things that we also need to understand is this idea of contraception for coyotes has implications beyond Wyoming, beyond the local agriculture community. We have urban spread of coyotes. This may be relevant to places like downtown Chicago, to New York City, where they're starting to question how might we manage growing coyote populations.
All right. Well, Margie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Willow.